After the officers left with Uncle Christos, Sergeant Brainbridge stayed behind. Jenny objected with her whole heart. "He didn't do it. There's no way." "I agree," said Paris. "You have the wrong guy."
"Or gal?"
The sergeant pulled a pencil and small notepad from his pocket and jotted some notes.
"It only takes one tip to break open a case, the right one. The public can be a big help. I think I'll give Robert Tate an exclusive interview and feed him some information."
"So you don't think Uncle Christos is guilty either?" Paris said.
"We had no choice. The papers were in his possession. We received an anonymous tip over the phone and we followed it."
Jenny frowned. "Anonymous?"
"It was a lead. Now we've got to make the person who gave it think they succeeded. They'll get careless, do something stupid."
The sergeant looked at Paris.
"We know Manitos was beaten and stabbed, but no weapons appear to be at the scene."
He paused before he confided.
"We found a hidden camera with no film in the library. And under the couch?"
He pulled a small plastic bag from his pocket.
"Do you recognize this?"
Jenny peered closer. Inside, a snap button with cross insignia and diamond in the center.
"Never seen it before."
"It was found in the library under the couch and next to the body."
Jenny grimaced.
"Next to Damon, you mean?"
The phone in the sergeant's car rang. After responding, he told them,
"Detective Aykroyd has returned from San Francisco."